This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am recording this episode on a Friday. It's been a really incredible week. I've had clients in my home, and we dove deep into their businesses. And it was really quite amazing for me to just really be able to remember why I love working in person with people so much. I love being able to see somebody's reactions and responses to other people in the room. And so much of what I do when I'm coaching is to pick up on the things that people aren't saying, those almost imperceptible raise of the eyebrow, the slight shift within the chair that you can't pick up on if you are doing a faceless Zoom. I love that extra sensory input that I get to enjoy and pick up on when I am working with people in person. And on this day, which was a day that I held for six of the people that had bought book bundles, I did an incredible deal during the launch of my book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and finally Manifest Your Dream Life, where people could buy 75 books and in return, they would be able to come for a VIP day at my house, something that I have never done before. I really, really loved it, actually. And I'm thinking that for my mastermind, that I will be bringing this into the package so people can come maybe twice a year and we will mastermind in person at my home. I think that that might be quite cool. I haven't quite confirmed it, but that is what I am playing around with. But anyway, I loved being able to read in between the lines and call people in to a deeper understanding of themselves and where they're holding themselves back. And so it was a real mix of the mindset work and the shifting of the energetics within a person and the strategy. And what was so fun about the strategic pieces is that I would be able to hear somebody speak and within like 5 minutes, be able to spot like, that's the thing. It was an incredible woman who was talking about the work that she does. And I went onto her Instagram, and her Instagram, it was so different to the story that she presented. I'm like, you're burying the lead. That's the thing that you need to lead with. That's the most impressive thing. And that's the reason that people are going to want to work with you when you're not talking about it. Another lady was like, I have no framework. I have no masterclass. I have none of this. I have none of that. And within just a few minutes of hearing her talk about how she works with her clients, it was like, that's your framework. That's the name of your program. That's the name of your masterclass. She had it all, but she wasn't able to see it. And I love the fact that that is my superpower. And when I get to combine the two, like the mindset, the energetics, or the three, the mindset, the energetics, and the strategy, that is where I am most happy. And I got to do that today. So super, super fun. This is what we are going to be doing at the Aliveness Retreat, by the way. This is happening from the 7th to the 12th of June. And we've got 5 days of really peeling back the layers of what is holding you back, what is stopping you from being your most vibrant, showing up in the fullest, most self-expressed way that you can. 4 days of focusing on that, peeling back, and then our final day is where we go into the strategy and people are able to make a plan based on who they are being after all of the work that we've done at the retreat rather than who they have been, which there's always another level and always another layer that we can break through. And so that is what we are doing at Aliveness. It's going to be so freaking fun. If you are interested in seeing if you'd be a good fit for that retreat, please drop us an email at hey@susieashworth.com with the title Aliveness Application, and we will ask you a few questions and let you know whether it will be incredible for you. Anyhow, today I wanted to talk to you about the wealth trifecta. One of the things that I have noticed about my own experience of life right now is that everything feels really, really rich. And I see this is because I am actively and consciously working on all three dimensions of the wealth trifecta. And I talk about this in the book, and I genuinely believe that unless you are working on all three dimensions, that you cannot experience true wealth. In my experience of being in business for the last, 10 and a half years, what I see of people frequently is that they think that I just need to work on the money piece. And if I can work on the money piece, then I'm going to be able to enjoy my life. And that is the thing that's going to help me feel safe and secure. The reason that I don't feel safe and secure is because I don't have enough money. And so I will sacrifice my friends. I will sacrifice holidays. I will sacrifice time with my family in order for me to build up this money. And then we get to work on everything else. This is the biggest lie and the biggest trap that we as business owners so frequently fall into. Because what I have also seen is with the more successful a person gets, if they are not working on the other two dimensions, what they have is a big pile of cash, and yet they still feel insecure. They still feel unfulfilled, and they are still sacrificing their experience of life because they are now afraid that all of the money is going to disappear. So this idea that it is the money that is going to help me feel secure creates a hamster wheel that is impossible to get off. It's like somebody has got the cheese and they're holding it just in front of our nose, and we're just chasing and chasing, 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 chasing to get the cheese, and we are never, ever fully able to grab it and capture it. And this is because we're sacrificing our intrinsic wealth. And so I put this at the top of the triangle when I am talking about the wealth trifecta, but anything can be at the top because all three dimensions hold equal weight when it comes to us living a truly wealthy life. Intrinsic wealth is about your sense of safety and your sense of security and your ability to live life with a regulated nervous system because you know that you are okay. This is about your emotional intelligence. It is about your connection to your highest self. It is about your ability to tap into essence. And when I talk about essence, I could also say God, your divinity, source. But ultimately, even when I'm talking about God, divinity, source, I'm not talking about something that is outside of ourselves. I am talking about the thread of infinite wisdom and intelligence that runs throughout every single human being on the planet and your ability to have access to that. All of the time that we're looking outside of ourselves for answers, all of the time that we're looking outside of ourselves for safety, all of the time we're looking outside of ourselves for something or someone else to provide us with a sense of security, we are in a trap. Because like with money, for example, when we think that we are going to feel safe and secure once we have the money, what we're ultimately doing is giving our power away to money. We become at the mercy of money and we do things for money that sometimes cause us to forget the things that we really value in life. And this is why people have an issue with money. But I want to say that it is not money's fault. It is the idea that we have around the fact that money is going to provide us with safety and security. What happens in most cases is that when people are able to break through with leverageable wealth, they then, without doing this work intrinsically, is that they then worry that the money's going to be taken away from them. And so this is the trap. So at the top of the triangle is your intrinsic wealth. And this is the inner work. It's doing the inner work to know that your sense of safety and security comes from you. I talk about this in the book when it comes to expanding our perspective, when it comes to what true wealth is. The second dimension is experiential wealth. And this is our experience of life. How are you living your life? How many days of the week are you waking up thinking, yes, I get to do this? Or I'm excited because I have got no idea what's happening next, but I've got a really good feeling about it. Like, what are the choices that you are making for yourself on a daily basis? This is, how are you designing your life? And again, so many entrepreneurs go into business because they want to create a sense of freedom for themselves. And yet they are willing to sacrifice that freedom in order to focus on building up the money. It's like, if all I did was work and never had time to be with my kids, my experiential wealth would be in deficit. So creating a business that actually serves me, creating a business model that means I am able to stop work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go to see my daughter singing in her school band. That's important to me. That is experiential wealth. Being able to go on the type of holidays that light me up. Being able to travel in the way that I want to travel in. All of that is about experiential wealth. And I don't have to choose between doing the inner work, and some people would say the spiritual work, and having a great life. You know, those two things are not mutually exclusive. And anybody who tells you that it is not spiritual to be able to choose the life that you want to live, I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for those people because they're denying themselves something. It's the gain. These things do not have to be mutually exclusive. It doesn't need to be, I'm either doing the inner work and I'm a spiritual person and I'm tapped in and I'm zoned in, or I get to live the life that I want. You get to be both. And then the third dimension of wealth is leverageable wealth. It is the money piece. It is how much money you have to be able to support you in some areas of your experiential wealth. Experiential wealth isn't all related to money. Experiential wealth is being able to wake up in the morning and smile because you're freaking alive. And you understand how fucking amazing that is, you know, but the leverageable wealth gives you choices. And for those of you who have a big desire to make a difference in the world, leverageable wealth is still the gateway for many of the doors that need to be opened. When you want to open a door, when you want to create a charity, when you want to sit at the table with the people who are making the decisions, often the amount of money that you have in your bank account is going to determine whether you are able to do that or not. That is it. And we're not even talking about your own personal experience of being able to choose what it is that you want to do on a personal level. What I really want you to hear from me is that your time on this planet is limited. You do not want to sacrifice your experience of life or your intrinsic wealth for money. But you also don't want to say that I have to forsake money in order to do the inner work, or in order for me to live in a camper van and travel around the world. You can live in a camper van, travel around the world, do your inner work and make money. And so I want you to just look at life right now and ask yourself, am I living in an either or state when it comes to my wealth? It's either this or that. And am I willing, am I open to living into all three dimensions when it comes to expanding my perspective for wealth, expanding my experience of wealth? And if the answer is that I'm willing to live in the and, I want to invite you to come and try out my membership, the Infinite Receivers Members Club. this month, we've got a training where I dive deep into the Wealth Trifecta that I think that you would absolutely love. And you can try it absolutely for free. All you need to do is go to my website, susieashworth.com/members club, or go to work with me and look for the members club button. And you are able to sample the club, sample that training for 7 days. And then if you want to stay for longer, there are a whole other host of goodies that you will get. But for now, if this has been interesting, just go and check out that training. It dropped. It's our March training. March 2024 is the point that I am recording this, if you are catching up later. And I would love to know how it lands with you. So without any further ado, I am going to say, if you have enjoyed this episode, I would really, really appreciate you just having a think about somebody else in your life that you know is not living into all three dimensions. And I would love for you to share this. This really supports the growth of the podcast and me getting the message of everybody actually being able to receive infinitely in their life. So thank you for supporting me and helping me. And I look forward to being in your earbuds in the next episode. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.